Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well. Today, we'd like to give a quick shout out to Leland, North Carolina.
Leland.
Yes. They are the most populous town in Brunswick County.
Sweet.
All right. Another place to go. You can check us out at graceintheshadows.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645. Or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadows.org.
I made a pencil with two erasers.
You made a pencil with two erasers?
Yes. It was pointless.
Oh, my.
Okay. Dad jokes. I got another one.
Awful.
How do you make a Kleenex dance?
You sneeze into it?
Put a little boogie in it.
Oh, that's awful. That's gross.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got to move on. All right. Today in history, March the 13th, 2024. All right. People are not going to appreciate this as much as we probably will. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you were in school and we had to go look up research and encyclopedias? Do you remember that?
Okay. It was a pain.
Well, 2012, the Encyclopedia Britannica discontinued its print edition after 244 years.
That's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. You can't get a set of encyclopedias anymore.
That is really sad.
Did you have a set of encyclopedias in your house?
Oh, I think my mom and dad got it from yard sale.
Oh, well, people would come around and sell it.
They
to
did.
Your
and they were like, yes. $10,000.
I know. We got a little set. It wasn't one of the big, big ones like they had at the library. You'd have to go to the library to use
it. My mom and dad had a Bobo one for me. That's probably why I didn't do well in high school.
Oh, it was great.
Elementary.
Well, yeah. I remember sitting in the library with you couldn't check them out. You had to sit there at the reference table.
That's kind of sad. it takes away a little
think
history.
Think about what kids have missed going to the library. And
rotary phones, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yes, definitely. Okay, we were missed. All right. Let's see. Find another one. 1852, Uncle Sam cartoon appeared for the first time in New York Lantern Weekly.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Here? Okay.
All right.
Well, what are we talking about today?
A very, very dead topic.
Oh, what?
Cremation.
Now, this is interesting. We have to tell a little backstory.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Well, it was one of our jobs. Many jobs we had.
When we first got married, we were both going to seminary and everything. Yep. And we picked up some odd jobs along the way. And one of the odd jobs was working in a mortuary. In the back room, not with the bodies, thankfully, but calling people. Like, we were the telemarketer people that everybody
hates. We were trying to sell plots.
We were selling plots. And one day,
I can't believe it.
One day, one lady was on there and she was talking to somebody, and the person asked if we did cremation. So she put them on hold and shouted out through the group and said, "Do we do cremation?"
Oh, boy.
And you and I looked at each other. I thought we were going to die.
I'm like, what in the world?
But yeah, well, we would have been in a good place if we had died.
Cremation's very popular
it
now.
It is. Though. And there are a lot of Christians that think it's wrong. So I guess we're going to talk about that today.
Yeah. I know I have people and I've struggled with it in the past, personally.
Yeah, right.
Although I don't now.
Right.
You know, well, how's Jesus going to find our body?
Right. Well, you know what? If God could create us, he can bring us back together.
Well, we're going to get into that.
Definitely.
Cremation, what is it? I'm going to tell you what it is first.
Okay. Go for it.
Cremation is a procedure that intense heat, which is applied to return to the human body to its elemental form.
Which is dust.
Which is exactly what God said, from dust to dust.
Right.
Created us from dirt, and dirt we go. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Absolutely.
But the majority of the body comprises tissue, and it vaporizes, basically, during the process.
Interesting.
While the bone remains, the transformation occurs with a cremation chamber, a structure lined with masonry.
Right.
Where temperatures range from 1,800 to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ah, that's pretty hot.
So when an individual chooses for cremation, they're usually placed in a wooden box or cardboard casket, and they're positioned within the chamber. And over the span of a few hours, their body's transformed into the bone fragments. Subsequently, their fragments are carefully placed on the table in metallic remnants like pins, screws, titanium limbs, and other things. Like if you had like a screw in your knee or something.
Right.
They're removed, and the bone fragments undergo a special processing stage where they're crushed into fine powder.
Oh.
And the resulting substance, known as cremains, is then carefully placed in a plastic bag within an urn, which is then returned to the family of the departed loved one.
Okay. Well, then, there you go.
Now, is this wrong? Some people will say that, well, the symbolism of Christ's resurrection portrays the burial and resurrection of the dead.
Okay.
And the Jews practiced that.
Okay.
But they didn't do it all the time.
Okay.
And there were exceptions. And even in the early church, unintentionally, we'll get into that later.
Right.
Many were burned at the stake.
That is true.
And so they died for Jesus. Would that mean Jesus would forget them? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Because, you know, really all this does is speed up the process of what we're going to end up being anyhow if if our body is permitted,
right?
Assuming God tarries, Jesus tarries, permitted to decay.
And that happens in the casket.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But a lot of pagans, this was kind of in the pagan society where people were burned. If you watch Star Wars, like they burnt Darth Vader.
Yes.
They burnt, what was Anakin's?
Padme?
No. Obi-Wan's. Obi-Wan's master.
Oh.
And I forget his name.
Yes,
I don't know
his name too, but yes.
But that's okay. They burned him when he was killed by Darth Maul.
Yes, they did.
And so, and basically that's a new age that was in, in Star Wars.
Yeah.
And so a lot of pagan religions, but that does not mean God's going to forget you or somehow, because remember, there's nothing that separates you from the love of God. Romans chapter 8.
Yes.
And he will never leave you, forsake you. And he says all the dead will rise.
Yes.
And that includes those that aren't believers, but we're focusing more on believers here.
Yes.
So scripture does not really also specify the manner which believers or non-believers for that matter are supposed to be buried.
Right. And nowhere in the Bible does it say thou shalt not use cremation.
Well, Saul and Jonathan were cremated by the people because they were so marred by the Philistines. They basically really destroyed their bodies. They beheaded them. They did some things to their bodies that probably really was a disgrace. And so they burnt their bodies. And we know Jonathan for sure was a godly person that David and we all will see someday.
Yes.
In a resurrected body.
Yes.
And so, that is kind of really, there's nothing there. But one thing I will say is that you have the example with Jonathan and Achan and some of the others that were burned. And you also have the examples of the early church.
Yes.
One notably is the great fire in AD 64 by Nero. Nero was a wicked man, emperor of the Roman Empire.
Yes.
He was known to be the one that beheaded Paul or had him beheaded. He also had Peter and his wife, tradition says, crucified upside down. They didn't want to be crucified like their Lord, so they wanted to be crucified upside down. But he also was known for having parties with Christians. Wow. He would have them arrested, tortured, executed, and he would even have them lit alive as a lighting for his parties that he
had. That is horrible.
He would have him burned alive. They would have him tortured, and he was a wicked, wicked man.
Yeah.
Also, this was thousands and thousands of Christians with other leaders, Domitian and others that were martyred during the early church age,
right?
Burnt at the stake, and they would even destroy their bones.
Wow.
Yet they knew they had eternal life. Polycarp, and he's not a fish. I hear that word, Polycarp, but he was not a fish.
That's funny. Nope.
He was a prominent figure in the early church. He was a direct student. His mentor was the Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelation, the Beloved. And Polycarp was really, really on fire for the Lord. He really spread the faith and the gospel throughout Rome.
He did.
In AD 155 and 156, during the rule of the Roman Empire, Antoninus Pius, a fierce persecutor of the Christians, erupted in Smyrna, and Polycarp was urged by his congregations to flee. for his safety, but he chose to stay because he felt a duty to his people. Wow. He was a pastor that loved his people.
He did.
He loved them enough to tell them the truth, and he loved them enough to stay with them, unlike a lot of people who leave their flock.
True.
You know, he went down with the ship. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was about to say that.
But the authorities captured Polycarp, and he was brought before the proconsul. And despite the proconsul's attempt to persuade him to renounce his faith and offer sacrifices to Roman gods, they'd have incense, and they would say, Caesar Curios, Caesar is Lord. And he wouldn't do it. And Polycarp said this, and he was tied to the stake, 86 years I have served Christ, and he never did me any wrong. How can I blaspheme my king and who saved me?
Wow.
And Polycarp's steadfastness in the face of persecution led to his condemnation to death by burning at the stake. The flames, people said the flames engulfed him. Tradition holds that Polycarp remained calm and composed.
Wow.
Even praying for the ones that were burning him and persecuting him.
Can you imagine? No.
I can't.
No.
And according to other accounts, the fire did not consume his body.
Wow.
This was even stated by people that weren't believers. The fire would not consume his body as expected. And it formed like an arc around him. It wouldn't burn
him.
Isn't
that wild?
Wow. Leading some witness to describe this as a supernatural occurrence. I wonder how many got saved from that.
I'm sure quite a few. I mean, that was miraculous, really.
And the martyrdom of Polycarp, they eventually did kill him. They speared him.
Yeah.
With a spear.
Because he wouldn't die.
He wouldn't die.
Wow.
And he was burnt in his to ashes.
Yeah.
But his courageous witness continues to be remembered to this day.
Wow.
And I say this to encourage us
as
believers.
Right.
And if you're an unbeliever, encourage you to come to Christ.
Oh, please, yes.
But also that just because you're burnt and there's ashes, God doesn't forget you. Every element of who you are bodily is still there, no matter how minuscule.
Yeah.
God, just like he spoke Adam and Eve into existence from dirt and molded them into an image, a human being.
Yeah.
Is the same way that he'll bring us back into glorious resurrected body.
Yeah. I mean, we serve a big God. I mean, if God can create us like he did, he can definitely bring our body back, even if we're sprinkled over the ocean, you know?
Yeah.
He's a big God.
And, you know, it talks about in Corinthians how that which is, you know, the bodies, earthly bodies.
Yes.
They're like a seed. And when they go into the ground, something supernatural comes, a resurrected body.
Yeah.
One that will be immortal.
Right.
That will be really our bodies. We will recognize loved ones that went before.
Yeah.
Recognize friends that went before.
Yes.
We will see Jesus and his body.
Right.
People will recognize us. And we heaven's going to be fun. We're not going to be on some cloud.
Right.
Playing a harp. It's not going to be boring. We're going to eat.
Yes.
We're going to learn.
Yeah.
We're going to work for the glory of God for eternity.
That's going to be amazing.
And there'll be no more tears, no more death.
So, you know, maybe if you have been against cremation, maybe this will make you, you know, give you pause, make you think about it. You know, if you're still against it, you know, that's fine.
Got one more verse, two more verses.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it may be an option for you.
Revelation 2013.
Okay.
It really is pretty poignant. Even though this is talking about the lost, I mean, if the lost are going to be resurrected, we know the believers will.
Oh, absolutely.
But this is, it says, and the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to what they've done.
Well, that tells you.
Yeah, the sea.
The sea.
I mean, yeah, there was nothing left of them.
Right. Yeah.
But ending with this, and I'll let, 1 Corinthians 15, 53 through 55. You want to read?
Okay, sure. 1 Corinthians. Let me find it.
This is kind of what I just said, only I paraphrased it, and I just want to share.
Okay.
To me, this is just an awesome verse that should encourage each and every one of us.
All right. 1 Corinthians 15.
53 through 55.
53 through 55.
I don't know about you, but you know, the older I get, the more I have aches and pains.
Oh,
the more
yes.
I see gray hair, the more.
Oh, yes.
I still feel like I'm 18. But my brain, in my brain.
Right. Or I look in the mirror.
Yeah. So we're all headed, unless yes. Jesus comes.
Mm-hmm. Which he may.
We're probably headed to, our bodies are
yeah.
headed to the grave, but our souls headed to Jesus. But we don't have to be scared about this. Go ahead and read that about the resurrection. Okay.
For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. I love that. Mm-hmm. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
Jesus didn't say that you might resurrect. Maybe you were destroyed in the fire. Poor Polycarp and all the other tens of thousands of Christians that died by the fire. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're just out of luck. No, he said all of them are going to be resurrected.
Yes.
He's going to bring them back in glorified bodies. We will reign with Christ. Mm-hmm. We will never age again, and we will live a life that was intended for us from the very beginning of time.
Amen. Amen.
And this is an example of how he can even change our spirits and resurrect our spirits by salvation, by grace, through faith in Jesus, that he died and rose from the dead,
yes.
that he can take our mass, turn to a message for his glory, for your good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. Have a great day. Goodbye.